Well, Scholes, Jim, 10 starts, 7 wins, 2 seconds, 3 group 1s, absolutely dominant in the Robert Sangster Stakes at Morfettville yesterday. She's almost the most underrated filly in Australia. We'll ask the part owner, John Massara, what he thinks. He probably doesn't care. She was very good yesterday. John, good morning. And is it true that Scholes seems to sort of fly under the radar a bit? John, good morning.
Good morning, gents. How are you today? How are you all?
Terrific.
Very well.
Well, look, I think she's just modest like her owners, right? That's the point.
Fair enough.
No, she does seem to go under the radar, and I don't know what more she could have done. She's a tremendous filly, and I think after yesterday, I think people will sort of stand up and watch a bit.
Well, we get this from Dave from Cronulla, John. A big thanks to the bookies who again sent out Scholes at ridiculous odds. Keep up the good work. Which is a bit of a common theme. What about, we were talking off air, Ray and I, about a beautifully bred horse. How long can you keep her racing?
Well, this is the point. We're getting to a point now, I guess, over the next 2 or 3 months, we're going to have to make a decision whether she's going to go on into next year or whether, you know, that'll be enough. Personally, both owners are breeders as well, and we like to breed out of lightly raced mares, essentially. And at the moment, you could say she's lightly raced. She's only had the 10 starts. But I must say, the draw of staying on and winning a few more of these races is very strong.
Yeah. What about England then, John? A lot of talk about Royal Ascot. And if that's the case, I think your trainer, Anthony Freeman, said she probably wouldn't run in the Goodwood. Any update on that?
Yeah, look, I've got to get together with Jonathan Munns, the other part owner, and we sit down and really seriously think about it. It's something we've kind of mused about over the last few months, thinking, oh, yeah, wouldn't it be nice, etc. And I think she's certainly got the qualifications to go over there. We've taken a couple of mares there before, and I think she's and performed pretty reasonably in England. So I think she's up to it. She's definitely up to it. And her racing style is good for it too. So she'd be a chance. You know, life's going by and you don't get many opportunities like that.
That's the key.
You know, so we're going to sit down and have a chat about it over the next couple of days, and hopefully if she pulls up well, it has to be one of the options, Ray.
Yeah, I was going to ask too, John, for someone who's achieved so much in racing, as you say, these opportunities don't come along all the time. So I'd imagine it's a bucket list item for you, not only to be over there, but have a live chance.
Well, there's a race there called the July Cup, which is run at Newmarket. After Ascot, and that's the race I've always, you know, wanted to win. Don't ask me why, but it's got under my skin over the years. And it's kind of the sprinting championship. We ran third with Alberta in it a few years ago, and I feel this filly is probably better than Alberta, and so she'd be a real chance in that, if not Ascot. So yeah, it's something I'd like to do, and it's a way to promote the Australian horse as well while we're at it, which is a great thing for the whole industry over here. So, yeah, it's something I'd like to do. So, it's a matter of sitting down, talking to the trainer, and seeing what we want to do. But we'll do that over the next week or so, I'd say. But we've had our first inoculation, and we're going to have the next beetle tomorrow, which puts us in play to go over there.
John, it's been an amazing comeback by, because I remember talking to you after she won the Group 1, the Surround, earlier in the autumn, and she had a setback then, and you were very downcast. You thought that might be the end of her race career, but, gee, she's turned it around.
Yeah, she got an infection and a sort of a bit of a blood clot there after a needle she got after the race. We thought, you know, and it got quite complicated, the vets were giving us conflicting reports, but basically it looked like she'd be out for the season. And we thought if she's out for the season, we'll probably retire her. But, you know, she recovered well. And the interesting thing is the trainer was smart enough to keep doing something with her, you know. He kept either giving her a skim or walking her and treating her, just doing a little bit of work with her, enough to keep her toned up. And so she was able to pick up and go again as soon as that injury disappeared. She was able to, you know, come on very quickly, and she's run into that race nice and fit too, like yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. She's fantastic. Great win. John, appreciate your time this morning. Good luck with whatever the decision happens to be with Scholes. I'm sure it'll be a popular one.
Thank you. You know what, the other race, of course, that has to come into play is the Everest.
Has there been any slot holders showing some interest, John?
Yeah, there have been.
Already?
Yeah, already. Yesterday. Okay. So straight after the race, or a couple of hours after the race. So
remember, John, they're a long time retired.
Yeah, I do absolutely. I accept that. I accept that. So yeah, a lot of options with a filly with that kind of talent at the moment.
That's so exciting, we'll isn't it?
Yeah, thank you.
Well, that's our fault, isn't it? Because we usually raise the Everest with it. You win anywhere from 1,000 metres to about 1,600, and we raise it, and we left it up to you to do it, John. So thank you for that, and you've given Ray a nice little scoop for tomorrow.
No problem.
Thanks, John.
There he is, John Massara, owner, breeder of Shoals, and just looking to what might transpire. There you go, another horse.
What price is she in
Everest? For the Everest? Let's have a look at it. We'll just about get it there. And, of course, we've got coming up very shortly, we're going to have our Event Cinemas quiz, Ray, which we can look forward to.
We're going to go to Churchill Downs shortly to talk to Tom Magnier.
Yeah, and we'll look forward to that,
before
too.
Before Mendelssohn runs in the Kentucky Derby.
So we're looking at Shoals in... tab.com.au, and
I'm tipping she'll be in the market now, Jim. She's
not in
there
the market.
At the moment.
Not in the market. Chautauqua was in the market, currently suspended. So there you go. There's an update on the Grey Flash.